Twitter expands hate speech rules to include race, ethnicity, and national origin. Discovery Plus goes global, unveils Indian and American originals, Olympics in Europe. OnePlus 8T closed beta program begins testing new Oxygen OS builds, features ahead of public release. Google violated US labor laws and clamped down on worker organizing, says regulator. WeChat blocks Australia Prime Minister Scott Morrison's message in doctored image dispute with China. Singapore approves sale of no-kill lab-grown meat in world first. Twitter has expanded its policy barring hateful speech to include language that dehumanizes people on the basis of race, ethnicity, and national origin, it said in a statement. The company banned speech that dehumanizes others based on religion or caste last year and updated the rule in March to add age, disability, and disease to the list of protected categories. Civil rights group Color of Change, part of a coalition of advocacy organizations that have been pushing tech companies to reduce hate speech online, called the changes essential concessions following years of outside pressure. A Twitter spokeswoman said the company had planned from the start to add new categories to the policy over time after testing to ensure it can consistently enforce updated rules. Discovery Plus is going global. After debuting in India back in March and then rolling out in the UK and Ireland last month, Discovery has announced that it's taking its streaming service ambitions worldwide. Discovery Plus will launch on January 4, 2021 in the US, and the rollout will continue in 2021 across Italy, Latin America including Brazil, the Netherlands, the Nordics and Spain. Alongside, Discovery Plus has announced 29 originals for the US market, featuring the likes of Sir David Attenborough, David Schwimmer and Kevin Hart, and three Indian originals led by Manoj Bajpayee, Randeep Hooda, Rana Dagubatti and Neeraj Pandey. OnePlus 8T users have been offered the opportunity to test new Oxygen OS builds and features before their public release by joining its closed beta program that has been kicked off for a limited number of people. Although the closed beta program lets the OnePlus 8T users receive early releases and communicate directly with OnePlus staff, it sometimes requires flashing new builds that could cause data loss. Since users are receiving the new builds and features for testing purposes, they may face some hiccups or issues. The OnePlus 8T Oxygen OS closed beta program is open for 200 people. Each member in the program will be required to sign a non-disclosure agreement with OnePlus to maintain absolute secrecy about the new offerings they get under the beta testing. The National Labor Relations Board has issued a complaint accusing Alphabet's Google of unlawfully monitoring and questioning several workers who were then fired for protesting against company policies and trying to organize a union. The US labor regulator found Google unlawfully placed employees on administrative leave and terminated them for accessing documents related to how the company polices internal forums, according to the complaint. The agency also found unlawful Google policies for accessing documents in meetings rooms, as well as its tactics for investigating employees, because all of the efforts were aimed at deterring workplace organizing, said the complaint. China's WeChat social media platform has blocked a message by Australia Prime Minister Scott Morrison amid a dispute between Canberra and Beijing over the doctor-tweeted image of an Australian soldier. China rebuffed Morrison's calls for an apology after its foreign ministry spokesman posted the picture of an Australian soldier holding a bloodied knife to the throat of an Afghan child on Monday. The United States called China's use of the digitally manipulated image a new low in disinformation. Morrison took to WeChat on Tuesday to criticize the false image while offering praise to Australia's Chinese community. Singapore has given US startup Eat just the green light to sell its lab-grown chicken meat in what the firm says is the world's first regulatory approval for so-called clean meat that does not come from slaughtered animals. The meat to be sold as nuggets will be priced at premium chicken prices when it first launches in a restaurant in Singapore in the very near term, co-founder and CEO Josh Tetrick said. Demand for alternatives to regular meat is surging due to concerns about health, animal welfare, and the environment. Plant-based substitutes popularized by the likes of Beyond Meat, Impossible Foods, and Corn increasingly feature on supermarket shelves and restaurant menus.